Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Holy Thursday, when we celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper, April 2nd, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Evangelist John. John writes, "So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on, he reclined at table again. He said to them, 'Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, so ought you to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do.'" On the night before he gave his life for the world, Jesus did something that must have left the apostles stunned into silence. In the quiet of the upper room, surrounded by those he loved, he rose from the table, laid aside his outer garments, took a towel, and began to wash their feet. In the culture of the time, this was the work of a servant, the lowest servant. Dusty roads, sandaled feet, and the grime of the day made foot washing a humble and often unpleasant task. Yet here was Jesus, the Lord and teacher, kneeling before his disciples and washing their feet, one by one. Imagine the room, the apostles watching in bewilderment, the quiet sound of water being poured into a basin, the towel wrapped around the waist of the one they called Master. Everything about this moment overwhelms human expectation. Power usually lifts itself above others. Authority demands recognition. Leaders often seek to be served. But Jesus reveals a completely different kind of greatness. True authority bends low. True love kneels. When he finishes, Jesus asks them a question. "Do you realize what I have done for you?" It is a question meant not only for the apostles, but for each of us. Because what Jesus did that night was more than a gesture of humility. It was a revelation of the heart of God. God does not stand at a distance from human weakness, he enters it. God does not rule by domination, he rules by love. God does not remain above our brokenness. He kneels within it. In washing their feet, Jesus was preparing the apostles to understand the cross. The cross is the ultimate act of divine humility. The Son of God will soon kneel even lower, giving his body and blood for the salvation of the world. And in that upper room, another gift is given, the Eucharist. Jesus gives himself as food, as sacrifice, as presence. The one who kneels to wash feet is the same one who offers himself on the altar. The Church remembers both gifts on Holy Thursday, the priesthood and the Eucharist, service and sacrifice. They cannot be separated. The Eucharist is the sacrament of love poured out, and the washing of feet is the living expression. Jesus then says something extraordinary. "If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet." Notice what he does not say. He does not say, "Admire what I have done." He does not say, "Remember this beautiful moment." He says, "Do as I have done." The Christian life is not simply believing in Christ, it is imitating him. To wash the feet of another is to serve without seeking recognition. It is to forgive when pride wants revenge. It is to listen when impatience wants silence. It is to love when love feels inconvenient. Most of the time, the feet we are asked to wash are not literal. They appear in the ordinary places of life. A spouse showing patience after a long day, a parent sacrificing for a child, a friend offering quiet support in suffering, a Christian choosing mercy instead of judgment. These are all forms of kneeling love. And yet there is another layer to this gospel that can be easily overlooked. Before we can wash the feet of others, we must follow Jesus to wash ours. Peter struggled with this. His first instinct was refusal. "You will never wash my feet." His pride resisted the humility of being served. We often struggle in the same way. We prefer to be strong, capable, self-sufficient. But Jesus reminds us that discipleship begins with receiving his mercy. Only those who have been washed by Christ can learn how to serve as he serves. Tonight, the church invites us to sit in the upper room, to watch the Master kneel, to hear his questions echo in our hearts. "Do you realize what I have done for you?" If we truly understand it, our lives cannot remain the same, because the Christian path is not upward in the way the world imagines. It is downward, towards humility, towards service, towards sacrificial love. And strangely, it is there, in the kneeling places of life, that we discover the deepest joy. For when we serve in love, we begin to resemble the one who first knelt before us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on the night before you gave your life for the world, you knelt before your disciples and washed their feet. Teach us the humility that does not seek recognition, the love that serves without counting the cost, and the courage to follow the example you have given. Wash us from our pride, our selfishness, and our fear. Make our hearts like yours, gentle, patient, and generous. As we receive the gift of the Eucharist, help us to live what we celebrate, serving one another in quiet acts of love. May our lives reflect the humility of the Master who kneels, and may we follow you always, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection on this Holy Thursday, I invite you to share it with others and perhaps invite them to join us here in my hermitage each and every day, as we take a passage from the gospel we shared at the Eucharist and apply it to our life. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.